Well, a special treat in the Roadhouse tonight, live from Studio A, and through the magic of technology, we'll bring it to you later down at the Wooden Boat Show, where we'll be broadcasting live. But today, this afternoon, we've got Jerry Vandiver and Amberly Rosen in for a special set to set us up for their show tonight at Voyager. They're going to be playing later on, I think 4 to 7, right when we're on. So it's really lucky for all of us to have them in this afternoon on the Roadhouse. Jerry Vandiver and Amberly Rosen, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Jerry.
I'm excited to bring my Tennessee contingency here.
Yeah. You're the man. You have staff, and you have Amberly now.
I do.
The fiddle, and so
they want to know what this WTIP thing is all about, so we're here for
that. Love it. We love you sharing the word and the good sounds that we like to bring to the world.
Yeah,
and you're certainly a part of that. Looks like you've been in music all your life.
Yes, I have.
And
I won't say how long that is.
Very accomplished artist. Very lucky to have you to this section of the country.
I'm lucky to be here. It's luck on both sides, but thank you. Yeah.
Well, give our listeners a quick update on where you call home. And what brings you to this area?
Okay, good. I call Nashville, Tennessee home. Been there for about 31 years, chasing my dreams as a songwriter. Got lucky a couple times with those dreams. Tim McGraw, Oak Ridge Boys, Phil Vassar, Lone Star recorded some of my songs. But several years ago, I started wanting to write songs about my other passion, and that's coming up here to the Boundary Waters. I've been paddling up here for the last, 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been writing a bunch of songs about that. In fact, I just made my third CD about that, and we've been playing festivals and trade shows and anybody that wants to hear about paddling in the form of music. A little over a year ago, I met up with this lovely and talented woman, Amberly Rosen, here on my right on fiddle, and she's been so gracious to play some of these songs with me and put her energy into it, too. And we just introduced her to the real paddling now, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just came out of the Boundary Waters.
Mm-hmm. We spent 3 days in there, and I got bit. But literally got bit. I loved it, and I want to go back.
You got bit by the canoeing bug.
That's right, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I got bit by the nature bug. That tends to happen, though. Literally and figuratively.
Well, and you weren't just out paddling in the Boundary Waters. You had a special rendezvous.
It was so special. We had kind of been planning this. We met up with Dave and Amy Freeman, and we helped resupply them with some 2 weeks of stuff, and we actually brought in some fresh eggs and salad and apples too, which I think they appreciated. And we wrote a song with them about their mission and their expedition, and we finished it at the campfire on Snipe Lake in the Boundary Waters.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should mention that Dave and Amy Freeman are local folks that are spending a year in the Boundary Waters, and they're maybe how many days into it? 250-some.
I think I heard them say, I could be wrong, and Dave and Amy may be listening right now, so I apologize if I'm wrong, but I think I heard them say the other day that they had 168 days left out of the 367 because it's a leap year, and they're taken out on the 23rd, the same day they went in. So they actually extended it a little bit.
The 23rd of
September. I'm sorry.
That's
right. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So they're spending a year in the Boundary Waters to bring attention to clean water issues.
Yes.
And so you went out to see them. That's really
we did,
cool.
And wrote a really cool song.
Is the song ready for?
We just happened to have it here in front
debut?
Of us. What an amazing situation!
A world premiere.
It is. Would you like to hear it, Dave? When he sends out his emails, he signs his emails. At the end, it says, "We must speak loudly for this quiet place," and that touched me. And so we decided to write a song up to that idea. And so the song is called "This Quiet Place." And Dave and Amy, if you're listening, I hope you like it. This stream that flows so clearly and seems to know how dearly each turn, each tumble, each drop, so humble, each sparkle of light gives its gift of life to this lake. It only wants us to listen to the fate of its endless mission, unspoiled unchanging yet always rearranging from winter's deep cold to the beauty that holds. The birch, cedar, white pine, and spruce that whisper a timeless chorus with their deep and far-reaching roots that echo the steps of all those before us. This ground that lies so sacred and sound, as it awaits us with so much at stake, we shoulder its fate and its preservation for all generations. Standing proudly, we must speak loudly for this place, this quiet place, this quiet place.
Beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
That is really lovely.
I need to add that Eric Frost was also a writer on that song. I forgot. He paddled in with us, so the four of us wrote it together.
Oh, wonderful.
I didn't want to leave Eric out of this. Or Frosty, as everybody so lovingly knows him.
Of course.
Yeah.
That was Jerry Vandiver and Amberlee Rosen.
Yeah. I hope they heard it out there right now on Snipe Lake, and I hope they're happy and smiling right now.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Special stuff. Now, you have more than one event planned for the county. It looks like you'll be
well, of course, we're Voyager Brewing tonight, and then we're heading up to the Gunflint Outfitters, Gunflint Northwoods Outfitters, to play. They have the little Nature Center campfire thing where they do presentations there. We're going to play that tomorrow night, and then we're heading over to Sawbill to sit down with Bill Hansen on Dobro, and hopefully Frosty will be there as well and a few others. And we, I think it's our fifth or sixth annual Campfire Songwriters Jam that we do there out in the wilderness for everybody there. It's just a blast. So yeah, wow. Cook County is loaded with a lot of fun for us.
It seems to fit your theme.
It does.
Your, this idea of like a paddling CD release party. I think you're
that's a good way of putting
you're
it.
You're in the right demographic.
I like that. Yeah, yeah.
You are definitely bringing it to the market in the Boundary Waters and up Sawbill. And of course, these events are open to the public. I'm sure people can
attend. Anybody can come. Yeah. Especially, you know, folks down here, it's easy access to Voyager Brewing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big weekend on the shore. You know,
it sure
it's Wooden
is.
Boat Show weekend. A lot of boaties in and around town and up and down the trails. And
you call them boaties.
Well, you know, they're not.
I like that.
What are they? Boat enthusiasts?
Yeah. No, boaties is a good
word.
I'm
a boatie. So, it sort of captures us all.
Yeah.
So it's lucky that you coordinated this with the Wooden Boat Show.
It's perfect. Yeah, I had no idea that I had coordinated that way. We just kind of stumbled into it.
Because it was planned for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really tickled to be associated with it. Yeah.
Well, I had the pleasure of getting an early copy of your CD, Mixed Dry Bag, and it's really fun. And I'm hoping you two will play a couple songs
we
off
have,
of that.
We have some, yeah.
Because...
anyone in particular?
Well, I love the... Too Many Boats, actually.
Okay, well, let's do that one.
Keeping with the boat theme.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I have five canoes and one kayak. We're picking up another kayak on the way home. So, you know, the garage is filled with kayaks. And it's always been my feeling that garages to store boats and driveways is to park cars in. You know, that's the whole point. And that's kind of what this is about.
And actually, when we were preparing for the trip, since it was me and my boyfriend's first time into the Boundary Waters, I was like, well, what do we need? And Jerry was like, oh, I got everything. Times three.
Because he was
Mr. Gear.
Times four. Maybe times six. Who knows how many people he can take with him.
What a great guide. Jerry and Amberlee, take it away.
Here we go. My friends think I've got an addiction. I showed up last week for an intervention. Took inventory and made a few notes. They said, look around you, son, you got too many boats. I've got too many irons and too many fires, too many projects, I won't deny it. But when it comes down to anything that floats, there's no such thing as too many boats. Driving down the road with a trailer in tow, the cop pulled me over for going too slow. Said you're in a heap of trouble and it's no joke. Look behind you, boy, you've got too many boats. I've got too many tickets from not enough quarters, too many exes, and too many lawyers. But when it comes down to anything that floats, there's no such thing as too many boats. Amberly knows. When my time on this earth is through, there's one little favor I'll ask of you. Make sure they write on my headstone, there's no such thing as too many boats. Yeah, when it comes down to anything that floats, there's no such thing, no such thing. There's no such thing as too many boats.
I like that last note.
Sweet.
Love that one.
That's so true. Bodie's out.
Bodie, yeah. I mean, how perfect is that? Man,
I'll buy that one, too. Jerry Vandiver and Amberly Rosen. Really?
I might add that I wrote that song with my road manager over there, who also happens to be my wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was going to get to that.
Gracie, okay. You want to go there now?
Gracie's in the house. She let me know you guys got married.
We did. Up here in the Boundary Waters.
In the Boundary
That's
Waters.
That's right. Yep. So almost 11 years
back.
Ago.
Yes, take us back to that time. Why did you get married in the Boundary Waters?
Well, it was the only way I could get her back in the Boundary Waters. I'd actually taken her up once before, and she said that she loved it, but she would only go back if I could guarantee that the weather would be perfect. We know how that goes.
Yeah.
But then when there's a lot of things that fell into place, and when it came back to proposing to her under the conditions we got married in the Boundary Waters, she went ahead and went along with
Sealed
that.
Sealed the deal.
Yeah, it did. We got married there. We were on the Ely side. We had our reception at the Chainsaw Sister Saloon, which was pretty good. And and then it rained like crazy.
And I take it from your career in Nashville, this was probably a bigger deal. I mean, did you get all your Nashville friends up for this? And
no, but I got
wedding,
a lot of my crazy Bodie friends up here.
Okay.
We had about 25 people show up from Minnesota and Wisconsin,
okay,
just coming out of the woodwork because they just as crazy as we were. You know? Yeah, it was perfect. It was a great time.
Well, that's the way to go in the woods, in the Boundary Waters. I think it's a lot of people honeymoon. It's a very popular honeymoon spot.
Well, interesting. Because
it really tests the marriage.
Well, it does.
Well,
Well, you know, you cook and you clean and make sure she has a great experience and everything. Like, you know, so.
Or you get really soaking wet and bit up and miserable and it's like
full
you
of
can
mud.
Live with each other. You're,
yeah.
Got it made.
We can do this. We can do life. Yeah.
True test. The boundary waters. Wow. So the new album is in a series? It sounds like third in a series.
Yeah, this is the third. When I made the first one, I had, believe me, no idea that I would be making two more. And who knows if
people must like them, though.
Well, I'm selling a few, and performing in the festivals and stuff, and it's just really fun. It's a great alternative to the whole Nashville business. And don't get me wrong, I love hearing my songs on the radio, you know, and the royalty checks that come 9 months later.
Yes.
But truly, this I connect with people of like mind here with these songs, and it's just a blessing. It touches right here, right in my heart.
Yeah.
So I'm glad for that.
And it touches them right.
Yes,
right
it
in
does.
Their heart too,
I think
because,
so.
Because they know you've had the firsthand experience, and therefore, and I've now had the firsthand experience, you know, and it's it, so it touches them even more, I think, because they know that you get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're writing about something you don't understand.
Yeah.
Is this a growing genre, paddling songs?
I don't think Jimmy Buffett has anything to worry about overtaking the some genre thing here. I think we've kind of maybe reached his peak, but our big audiences are at Canucopia, which is a big trade show in Madison, Wisconsin, and we have standing room only crowds 3 days, three shows, you know, there and it's just really fun. So I'd say there's, instead of a growing genre, which I would love it to be, trust me, there's no Grammy award yet for best paddle songs, but there's a core group of people that you know, we hang with and play songs with and connect with that way, and that's fine with me. I love it. Yeah,
a niche.
That's exactly niche. What it is. In the South, we call it a niche, but okay.
You know, we're closer to Montreal here, so we
that's
say,
a good point.
We say things in the French way.
That makes total sense.
Like portage. Yeah.
That's right.
I like saying that. The more the northern way. It's more fun. Portage.
She belongs up here.
The international way.
You must have a favorite song from this recent CD.
Well, they're all favorites, but I will say this. This one I also wrote with my road manager, and this one actually we're gonna feature Amberlee on. You know, sometimes I don't know if Dave, if you've had this problem or not being a boatie, but sometimes you know our significant other, you know, you're gonna go out and paddle or whatever you do in a boat, and sometimes your significant other doesn't want you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have a different idea in mind,
like gardening.
No, it's better than that.
A little foreshadowing here.
And that's what this song is about. It's called Don't Paddle Today.
Your gear's all packed and ready to go, but baby, I must confess, until you're back, I'll miss you so. So let me make one little request. Don't paddle today.
But the sun is shining
Don't
so bright.
Don't paddle today.
There's not a single cloud in the sky.
Put your kayak back up with your canoe. I can think of something better to do. Oh, baby, baby. I know the breeze is barely a whisper and the sky couldn't be more blue, but I guarantee you won't miss it and I'll make it all worthwhile if you don't paddle today.
But all of my buddies
don't
are waiting.
Day.
It's gonna ruin my reputation.
I know you hear those rapids calling, but I can take your mind off of the water. Oh, baby, baby, don't paddle today.
It's class one, class two, maybe three or four.
But I'm class five and so much more. Don't paddle today.
I think I know where this
don't
is going.
Don't paddle today.
And it's not where the water's flowing.
You know you're safe right here with me. So you can take off that PFD, oh baby. Baby, don't paddle, no baby. Don't you skedaddle, oh baby.
Okay,
don't paddle today.
I won't
paddle today.
I won't paddle today.
That wins every time.
It's so much fun doing that with her, especially when she gets to the I'm class five and stuff. Your listeners, of course, are listening. Two things is that if they saw her singing this to me, they would say, of course, Jerry, you're not going to go paddling today. And the other thing is, Amberly has this great little lounge lizard thing about when she sings it. It's just it's so much fun to watch.
I admit my favorite line of that song is the part where it rhymes with PFD.
Oh, yeah.
You don't hear that a lot in music.
Yeah. No. I don't think Reba McEntire has ever sung the word PFD or the initial.
She might not even know what it is.
She probably doesn't.
I didn't know what it was.
That's true. You do now, though.
I do now.
She's a pro now.
So, Jerry and Amberly, how did that come to be?
That's oh, Jerry and Amberly. I thought that song come.
No,
yeah,
no.
I don't want to go there.
The duo.
Well, interestingly enough, I had another fiddle player scheduled to play a festival, I believe, in Rockford, Illinois. No, in Chicago.
It was Crystal Lake.
That's right, Crystal Lake. Mm-hmm.
And she just happened to be one of my best friends from college, and she actually was like, hey, are you free? And it was pretty right after I moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
And
she had a master recording session that interfered, that paid a lot more than I could pay.
Oh, I see.
And you, generally, it's just, you hit a master recording session, you let them go play it.
Yeah.
So.
And she was really happy, actually, that I was available. And so she passed me on the gig, and ever since, I checked out. After Jerry asked me a second time, I was like, are you sure, you know? And she's like, oh, no, go for it. Like, you know, that's your gig now. And
yeah.
So, and we've had a lot of fun.
We've been playing a lot of stuff together. It's really, yeah.
A
really
lot of paddle festivals, mm-hmm. and
campfires.
Mostly campfires, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good.
And your audience is awesome. They're just
They're really special.
Yeah. They're good people. Mm-hmm.
So Amberly, if this was your first time in the Boundary Waters, I take it that perhaps you had not envisioned yourself doing paddle songs.
Well, you know, at first I remember telling my family, I was like, yeah, I'm doing these like gigs with this guy who writes paddling songs, and it's like and actually the first gig, it was funny because I actually bought my mom's car in Oregon and we road tripped across the country straight to Crystal Lake, actually.
To meet me and play the gig.
Yeah, and play the gig.
We had rehearsed before.
Yeah, but. Yeah. And I was trying to tell my mom, like, you know, like, yeah, I mean, like, it's just like something he does, I guess, you know, like, and I mean, I'm pretty adventurous. Like, I love going hiking and skiing. And I mean, you know, I was raised in a very outdoor environment in Oregon. And I mean, I love it. And my uncle like goes on all these crazy backpacking adventures. And I've actually been on some backpacking adventures, but like the whole paddling thing was very new to me. I'd only been on a kayak once.
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
Yeah.
And I was just, I didn't get it. And now I do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really stunning in the Boundary Waters. And I mean, just to completely disconnect. And actually we went out on my birthday. We put in, that's what I should say.
Yeah.
We put in on my birthday. And that was really special to, you know, I mean, this world of media and, constant connectivity through technology. It was just really nice to get away from that for a few days, and I can definitely see myself doing it again.
Good. Next thing you know, she'll be writing paddle songs in competition with me. You wrote that.
I don't know. Every time Jerry introduces me in Nashville, he's like, this is my fiddle player.
Yeah.
She's not a songwriter, because everybody's a songwriter there. So.
You know, I bet they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an estimation there's up to 40,000 songwriters in Nashville.
It's got to be so challenging to break in that environment.
It is. That's why I feel very fortunate to have a little bit of that in me. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, amazing.
You've made it, and now you're off to greener.
Yeah, you know, the paddle songs, you know, it's Grand Marais Central here, mm-hmm. you know. It's like
Cook County.
Yeah.
Feeding your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
And doing your passion at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, and it's great that you can share that with the rest of the world, that you can give that experience to those that can't pull it off, because it takes a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
I don't know how many more songs you'd like to do, but you do have that special one about our town.
Oh, let's do that. That's a great idea.
Do you know this one, Dave?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
You want to give a little backstory on this?
You want me to?
Yes.
You want to?
Yeah,
okay.
I want you to.
So this is about 3 years ago now.
I guess.
Can't believe it. It doesn't feel like that. So I was just, you know, over at the lakeshore there and watching people skipping stones and watching lovers walk along the beach and stuff, and hiked out to Artist Point. And, you know, there's a special thing about Grand Marais that speaks to me. And and I remember calling my road manager, my wife. Yeah. I just got an interesting smile there. And, you know, she was mentioning, I can't remember the exact conversation, but I just told her, I said, you know, a part of my heart is always going to be in Grand Marais. And that's when you go, oh, there's a song, you know, and just so all those images just kind of.
Wait a minute. I remember this song. It was on like Grand Marais Facebook pages. I think I'm familiar with it now.
Yeah.
You've just triggered my memory.
Yeah. I have it on my second paddle song CD, which is called Every Scratch Tells a Story.
Love it.
With apologies to Rod Stewart. and this is it. It's called In Grand Marais. It was far north of ordinary, near Artist Point, where she stole my heart. And it's a memory that I still carry, the touch of her hand, the brush of her hair, the smile on her face. It only happened there, where we laughed, where we cried, where we kissed, where we tried to resist the sun setting on that day. Even though I know that we both have let go, I can still taste her lips there by the bay. A part of my still in Grand Marais. When I watch the waves out on the water, or catch a breeze coming off that lake, skip a stone out over the water, I feel the touch of her hand, the brush of her hair, the smile on her face. And I'm back there where we laughed, where we cried, where we kissed, where we tried to resist the sun setting on that day. And even though I know that we both have let go, I can still taste her lips there by the bay. A part of my heart is still in Grand Marais. To resist the sun setting on that day. And even though I know
that we both have let go. I can still taste her lips there by the bay. A part of my heart, the deepest part, is part of my heart, is still in Grand Marais.
Isn't she wonderful?
Boy.
Yes, that was Amberlee Rosen yes. and Jerry Vandiver.
And a great plug for Grand Marais, a great...
Yeah.
That is another in a long string of sessions with Jerry where I have to cry at least once during a song.
That's true. Did I sense a little wetness in the eyes there? Excellent, good.
You did.
Well, I could say it's about Grand Marais, Michigan. Would that change anything?
Well, it's just kind of a sad song because you're singing
That's
about
true.
Her in the past tense.
That's true. Well, I had to have a part of my heart. I had to put a storyline together.
I understand.
You know, the other thing that doesn't make sense is you had to call your wife? She wasn't with you?
She was not with me, yeah. No, she was minding the store. And
what about that hair or whatever you were smelling?
Gosh, look at the time, Dave.
Sorry, I was swept away.
My lovely wife has occasionally knocked on the door as I'm writing a song and saying, "Who's that about?" You know, but she does grant me some poetic license now and then. Yeah,
beautiful, Jim. Yeah. Thank you. Don't sweat it. It was beautiful.
Do you think we would have time for one more?
Okay. If we don't talk too much.
All right.
Okay. This is about an experience I had out in the Boundary Waters when a rainbow came out. The storm has passed, dark clouds are gone, a wisp of rain lingers on, and with a touch of the sun's help, I look up to find myself right here under the rainbow. The sky is smiling down on me right here under the rainbow. This is where I'm meant to be. Who needs a yellow brick road to wander? I can find my own sense of wonder here, right here. Under the rainbow. Others may sometimes dream of places where they long to be, but I can only hope to wish for special moments just like this, right here under the rainbow. The sky is smiling down on me right here under the rainbow. This is where I'm meant to be. Who needs a yellow brick road to wander? I can find my own sense of wonder here, right here under the rainbow. I can find my own sense of wonder here, right here. It's here, right here, under the rainbow.
Boy, another tearjerker. You gonna be all right over there, Anne?
I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, shoot. I thought we were going to have a double decker. Doggone it.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Is that on the most recent one?
It is. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I thought Judy Garland didn't have anything to worry about, of course, with Over the Rainbow. But, I thought Dorothy had it wrong. You know, she was wishing for a place that doesn't exist when you can be right here.
Yeah. I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
Well put. Wow. So we got to wrap it up.
We do. Wow, this has gone by fast.
I know.
So much fun.
Time flies when you're having fun. And we've been having lots of fun with Jerry Vandiver and Amberly Rosen. They are on a paddling CD release party tour.
Yeah.
Lucky enough to stop by the station here. And now we're bringing it to you live, almost live, from the road, from the Wooden Boat Show.
Yeah.
So thanks, Jerry and Amberly. And let's give a quick reminder of all your gigs this weekend. I know you're at Voyager this evening, this afternoon, 4 to 7.
Yep.
So that'll compete then, with our show, but we'll allow
then
it.
We're up.
Yes.
We do appreciate that.
Since you came in early to play for us, we'll send folks over to Voyager tonight.
Fair enough.
4 to 7. Up the trail tomorrow at Gunflint Northwoods Outfitters.
Yep.
Looks like a 7:30 gig.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And then late night around the fire, Sunday, Sawbill Campground, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Fifth annual Songwriters Campfire Jam, and that's with Bill Hansen and Frosty.
Yeah, and hopefully a few others. Joe Pollock has shown up in the past. Maybe we can, you know, get him out of his cabin and come over, and who knows who else will show up. I'm hoping, and if they're listening, I'm hoping that Bill's new gang, the Plucked Up String Band, might show up too. Because they sound great. I'd love to jam with them. Yeah.
Yeah, they're lots of fun.
Cool.
Yeah, they're the new super group.
Yeah, I like it.
They would like it
if
you joined them too. So,
thank you both so much for coming in, as usual.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
All right.
To see you again soon.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.